Okay, so let's say you're heading to Italy.
Yeah.
We've got all this source material here.
Yeah.
Articles, travel blogs, even some linguistic research. And you know what? It
Yeah.
all kind of points to the same thing.
Yeah.
Learning even a little Italian can really make your trip special. Not just, I ordered a pizza special, but like, I had actual conversation with a winemaker about his non-secret recipe special, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting how much these sources really emphasize the cultural side of it. It's
Right.
not just about practicality, it's really about connection.
Exactly. And, you
Yeah.
know, one article even mentioned how Italians are just so expressive
Right.
that even just like a simple greeting can spark these just amazing conversations.
And, you know, they are passionate about their culture. They want to share it. But there's often a barrier if you only speak English.
Totally.
Imagine trying to get directions from a nonna in some small village or talking about Renaissance art with a local guide.
Oh, you'd miss out on so much.
Yeah.
And the sources even say that just knowing a little Italian
Yeah.
can even lead to like a deeper appreciation of the food.
Absolutely. Think about just ordering a dish in a trattoria.
Oh, yeah.
Even if the menu has an English translation, being able to discuss the ingredients, how it's prepared, maybe even share a story about your own family's cooking,
Right.
that adds a whole other dimension to the experience.
And, you know, the source material had this really great anecdote about a traveler
Yeah.
who learned some basic Italian phrases just about winemaking before going to Tuscany.
Oh, nice.
And because of that,
Yeah.
they were able to have just like a way richer experience during a vineyard.
Oh,
The
wow.
winemaker was telling them about his family history and their approach.
It's really cool.
It really transformed just like a basic wine tasting into like this cultural exchange.
Totally.
It's almost like speaking the language
Yeah.
unlocks these hidden doors to deeper experiences.
I like that. Yeah, unlocking these doors.
Yeah.
One of the articles even said that, like, in cities like Rome or Florence, the truly authentic experiences
Right.
are often in places where English isn't a homen.
Like those
Yeah.
bustling neighborhood trattoria, local
Exact. Those are
markets.
the places where you can really feel the pulse of Italian life,
Yeah.
but to really immerse yourself, to connect with the people and their stories,
Right.
you need to speak their language.
You know, and that kind of brings us back to something else. The source material highlighted the
Okay.
whole importance of showing respect for Italian culture.
Yeah, that comes up again and
Right.
again. Even attempting just a few Italian phrases shows that you actually value their heritage.
Right. And you're not just treating Italy like a theme park. You're
Exactly.
not just there for the Instagram photos.
Right.
You're really trying to engage with the heart of the culture.
And that can make a huge difference in how you're received.
Totally.
Locals are much more likely to be patient with you, go the extra mile, share their story, share their insights.
One blog post even mentioned that, like, attempting Italian can lead to some unexpected kindnesses,
Oh, really?
like getting an extra scoop of gelato
Oh, come on.
or a complimentary glass of limoncello.
Wow.
Okay, maybe that's anecdotal,
Okay.
but you get the point.
It does illustrate a point.
Little gestures like that just really highlight the warmth and generosity of the Italian people.
I agree.
But even without the extra gelato,
Right.
just that feeling of connection, of being welcomed and understood, you
So it's
know?
priceless.
Yeah.
It really is.
So how does someone even begin to tackle this?
Yeah.
Because I think the idea of learning a whole new language can feel a little intimidating.
It can, especially if you're short on time,
Yeah.
and that's where the practical side of the source material really comes in.
Okay.
Several sources emphasize you don't have to be fluent to
Okay.
reach the benefits.
Okay, so where do you start?
So think about your interests and what you're most excited to experience in Italy.
Okay.
Are you obsessed with regional cuisine?
Okay.
Passionate about Renaissance art? Intrigued by ancient Roman history?
All right, so I identify what gets me excited about Italy.
Yeah.
Then what?
Focus your initial language learning on that.
Oh.
Learn basic phrases, vocabulary
Okay.
related to food, art, history, whatever sparks your passion.
Okay, this is starting to feel a lot less daunting.
It
I
is.
can see how targeting my learning makes it more manageable.
Exactly. And you'd be surprised how quickly you can pick up the basics.
Okay.
The sources suggest things like language learning apps, online courses, even watching Italian films with subtitle.
So the point is,
Yeah.
even a little effort can make a huge difference in your experience.
It's not about perfection, it's about connection.
I like that.
And that idea of connection, you know,
Yep.
that really resonated with me in these sources.
Right.
It keeps coming back to that idea that speaking Italian, even just a little bit, isn't just about ordering food or directions. It's like accessing this different layer of the Italian experience.
Yeah, and several of the articles even talked about how
Yeah.
venturing beyond those typical tourist spots can be so rewarding.
Exactly. Imagine you're in like a small village in Tuscany.
Okay.
You strike up a conversation with a local artisan,
Yeah.
maybe about their craft or something. They might share stories that have been passed down for generations
Wow.
or insights into the region's traditions.
Yeah.
Those are the moments that really enrich a travel experience.
One travel blog even said that, like, you haven't really tasted Italian cuisine
Oh, interesting.
until you've ordered from a menu
Yeah.
that's handwritten in Italian
Okay.
in a family-run trattoria where English isn't even spoken.
Oh, wow.
The author even described
Yeah.
how just being able to communicate with the chef about the dishes, asking about like their inspiration
Right.
or where the ingredients come from,
Right.
that just elevated the whole meal to a new level.
That's really cool.
It's like you become a participant in the culture,
Yeah.
not just a spectator.
Yeah.
And, it's not just limited to like the rural areas.
Right.
The sources also talked about how knowing Italian can enhance your trip,
Yeah.
even in the major cities like Rome and Florence. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the articles talked about how
Yeah.
so many tourists just flock to the same crowded attractions. But the real magic of those cities
Yeah.
is in those hidden corners,
It is.
like the local
Yeah. Those
haunts.
vibrant neighborhood markets, the
Yes.
charming cafes where locals go to get their morning espresso,
Right.
the tiny trattorias hidden on side streets.
And those are the places where you can really feel the pulse of
Yeah.
Italian life. But
Absolutely.
often those are the places where English is less common.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where even a basic grasp of Italian can be a game changer.
Totally.
You can navigate those hidden gems with more confidence,
Right.
order food with a sense of adventure, maybe strike up a conversation with the barista or the shopkeeper.
And I think that point about confidence is really important too,
Yeah.
because I think sometimes people get intimidated
They do.
by the idea of speaking another language,
Right.
worried about making mistakes.
Yeah, and that's understandable,
Yeah.
but the sources emphasize over and over again that Italians are generally very appreciative of the effort.
So even if your pronunciation isn't perfect,
Of
or you kind
course.
of fumble through a sentence,
It's the attempt that counts.
that's good to know.
And often that attempt actually leads to more patience, more willingness to help,
Right.
and ultimately a more welcoming experience.
This reminds me of something else the sources talked about.
Okay.
The connection between language and respect.
Right. Several sources highlighted that
Yeah.
attempting to speak Italian just demonstrates a level of respect for the culture
It really
that
does.
goes beyond just visiting tourist attractions.
It's like you're saying, I value your language and traditions enough to at least try to communicate on
Exactly.
your terms.
And that can open doors to unexpected kindnesses,
To.
deeper conversations, more authentic connection with the people and the culture.
It's not just about speaking the words. It's really about conveying an attitude
It
of
is.
respect and appreciation.
Exactly. And those subtle cues can make a world of
They
difference to how
can.
you're perceived and the experiences you have.
So for our listeners who are feeling inspired
Yeah.
to give Italian a try,
Yeah.
what would you say is the best way to get started?
I think the key is to start small
Okay.
and focus on what you're interested in. Don't feel like you have to be fluent overnight.
Yeah.
Instead, think about the aspects of Italian culture that you're most excited to connect with.
Like food, art, history, music.
Exactly. Choose a focus
Okay.
and then start learning some basic phrases and vocabulary related to that area.
Right.
There are so many resources out there,
I know.
from language learning apps to online courses to podcasts.
Even just watching Italian films with subtitles can be really helpful.
Absolutely. The key is to find a method that works for you
Right.
and that you enjoy, because the more you enjoy it,
Yeah.
the more likely you are to stick with it.
Makes sense.
And even just a few basic phrases can go a long way
I agree.
enhancing your travel
It's
experience.
about taking those first steps and seeing where the journey leads you.
And who knows, you might discover a passion for the language and
Yeah.
the culture that extends far beyond just your trip to Italy.
Wow. So we've covered a lot of ground
We
here,
have.
from the power of connection to that importance of respect,
Right.
from practical tips to even overcoming those language barriers.
That's a lot.
It really seems like knowing some Italian, even a little, can just completely transform your trip.
It really can. And you know what's so inspiring?
What's that?
Is that all the source material emphasizes how achievable this is.
That's
You
good.
don't have to be like a linguistics expert
Right.
or, spend years studying grammar. A
No.
little effort targeted in the right way
Right.
can go a long way.
One article had this really great analogy.
Oh, yeah.
It compared learning a few key phrases in Italian
Okay.
to like packing the right adapter for your electronics.
Oh, I like that.
It's like you wouldn't go to Italy without the proper adapter to charge your phone.
Right.
Well, in the same way, having a few Italian phrases can charge your interactions.
I like that.
Make them more meaningful and enjoyable.
That's a great way to put it.
It's about being prepared to engage with the culture on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And speaking of engagement,
yeah,
a lot of sources mentioned how important it is to choose those learning methods,
yeah,
that are actually fun and engaging for you.
That's crucial.
Because if you're dreading studying, you're not going to stick with it.
No, you're not.
And luckily, there are just so many options available now.
There are.
From those interactive apps to the immersive online course.
So many options.
One travel blog even suggested, like,
yeah,
incorporating Italian into your daily life, even before your trip.
Oh, like how?
Like listening to Italian music, watching Italian films.
Okay.
Even trying out some simple recipes.
I like that.
It's about creating an immersive environment.
Right.
Surrounding yourself with the sounds and flavors of Italy.
Even before you get there. That's cool.
Before you even arrive. And I think that's really the key takeaway here.
Okay.
Learning Italian isn't just about acquiring this skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's about opening yourself up to a richer, more authentic experience of Italy.
It's about transforming yourself from a passive observer,
right,
into an active participant in the culture.
It's about those unexpected conversations.
Yeah.
The shared laughter, those genuine connections,
right,
that just transcend language barriers.
It's about returning home.
Yeah.
With memories that go beyond just the typical tourist snapshots.
Totally.
Memories that are full of the warmth, the passion, the soul of Italy.
So for our listeners who are maybe embarking on their Italian adventure,
yes,
we really encourage you to embrace the challenge.
Yeah.
Dive into the language and see where it takes you.
Because Italy is waiting to be discovered.
Yes.
And not just through its sights and sounds,
right,
but through its heart and soul.
Holy.
And the key to unlocking that deeper connection,
yes,
might just lie in a few simple Italian phrases.
Show.